May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I may have shared this idea with you before, that Christmas is often said to be the season that celebrates God coming to us, God entering our lives, the life of our world, of course, in the form of the Christ child. And if that's the case, if that's the true meaning of Christmas, then it's equally true that the feast day we celebrate today, the baptism of our Lord, and in fact, the season of Epiphany, is the time that celebrates our going to God. Christmas, God coming to us, Epiphany, our going to God, our journey to God. The season of Epiphany reminds us and affirms that we are on a journey that searches for the presence of God, the living God, in our midst, in the world. The passages that we hear today and that we'll hear for the coming weeks all celebrate this journey of faith, this journey in discipleship. We open the season celebrating the journey of baptism, and as we do so, we welcome Jonah and Matthew and Elise into our community. And we ourselves recommit ourselves to the Christian journey of faith that always lies before each and every one of us. As those who have been baptized into Christ's life, death, and resurrection, we join together in a few minutes reciting the baptismal covenant that asks us to commit ourselves to be the hands and feet and voice of God in this world, to recommit ourselves to the journey that we share as we serve Christ in the world. And as we do so, we'll affirm and proclaim the importance of that journey and the importance of all the changes and challenges, the difficulties and the joys that are part of the journey. You've heard it said that seeing is believing. Epiphany asserts the exact opposite. As the 18th century Hasidic master Rabbi Nachman of Breslov once said, for the true believer, believing is seeing. For the true believer, believing is seeing. Epiphany asserts that our awareness of Emmanuel, of God with us, changes forever not only because of what we see, but also what we do and where we choose to go because we dare to believe. Epiphany is about a shared vision that leads our lives toward the kingdom, toward a fulfilled kingdom of God. Have you ever noticed how many of our culture's favorite stories have to do with journeys? I'd just gotten out of the movie theater a couple weeks ago and seen The Hobbit. And of course, it's evident a journey in The Hobbit, as well as in the trilogy, The Fellowship of the Ring. Hairy little hobbits journeying into strange lands, encountering strange beasts, strange beings. Their world is threatened by despair and darkness, and they journey into the world to change the world. Likewise, The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy searching for a wizard to take her home, while the Tin Man, Lion, and Scarecrow with her search for brain, courage, and heart. And those are just a couple of the stories of the multitude of stories in our world, all to do with journeys. two stories among thousands that speak of the pilgrimage of people in search of greater meaning, in search of greater wisdom, of journeys to find the sacredness of life. There are others told by countless authors in every land, at every time, in every faith, in every tribe, in every culture. And the reason there are so many people drawn to those stories of the journey is because deep down, each of us know that we are on a journey. We are searching for something. We too are battling something like those hobbits. We battle darkness. We battle despair. We too are outwardly and inwardly looking for the presence of the living God in this world, in our lives. We long to believe so that we can see. On Monday of this last week, in the midst of the bitter cold that descended on us, we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany. In Matthew's story, it said that the Magi came from the east in search of a king. Their journey took them through evil, through despair, through the intrigue of Herod's court. It incited Herod to massacre the innocents in and around Bethlehem. Their journey caused pain, and yet when their troubles were done, they came face to face with what they hoped for, what they longed for, and in doing so, journeyed home by another way. Their lives were changed because of the journey. The former Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Runcie, in his final sermon at the address at Canterbury Cathedral, said the following: "The object and the end of the Christian journey is always around the corner, always just out of sight over the hill. Never where we are. It never stands still. It is for us to help people come closer to heaven, to help the good things of heaven come down to earth for its healing. It is for us, our journey is always toward God and toward the world in service. The journey is one and the same." Walker Percy wrote, "The search, the journey, is what anyone would undertake if he were not stuck in the everydayness of his own life. If he were not stuck, he would take on the journey. And to become aware of the possibility of the search is to be on to something. And to not be on to something is to be in despair. So the Christian journey is always seated in hope. We are on a journey that searches for the presence of the living God in our world and in our lives. And today, as we baptize, we're asked to re-engage in that journey with Matthew and Jonah and Elise, to engage in a search, in a journey. And if we and the church ever stop searching, ever stop being guided by stars, if you will, or even by wild fairy tales and wild visions of a hope for the world or a hope for ourselves, if we ever stop dreaming dreams, we will die in our own despair. If we, the church in Webster Groves, in St. Louis, in the world, ever start having a larger vision for God and ourselves, that's when we, the church, will begin to die. So the season of Epiphany invites us to recommit ourselves to life, to recommit ourselves to dreams, for visions and journeys. They're the lifeblood of the people of God. Amen.